It is the darkest time of the year. Many religious traditions mark this time in a particular way, and Judaism is no exception. Hanukkah is celebrated on the 25th of Kislev in the Jewish calendar. It always falls sometime in December. The 25th is always 4 days before the new moon, and so it is one of the darkest nights of the year. And so, the candles. Hanukkah celebrates two things: the miracle of 1 day's worth of oil burning for 8 days, and the victory of the Jewish freedom fighters over the Syrian Greek forces that tried to wipe out Judaism in the 2nd century BCE. Rabbi Ted Falcon writes, "Hanukkah celebrates a reaffirmation of freedom and commitment to spiritual quest." As the story goes, Alexander the Great's empire encompassed much of today's Middle East. Once Alexander died, the territory was divided among smaller rulers, one of whom was Antiochus, who outlawed many practices of Judaism. A group of Jews, the Maccabees, rebelled and launched a guerrilla warfare against Antiochus's forces. In the fight of underdog against great force, the Maccabees took Jerusalem and fought out the Syrian Greek forces. Antiochus had chosen the darkest night of the year, the 25th of Kislev. And so that day is celebrated. When the Jewish forces wanted to rededicate the temple, they found they had only enough oil for 1 day's ritual. But miraculously, the oil burned for 8 days. So Hanukkah celebrates those 8 days of oil. Hanukkah gained popularity, especially in North America, with the rise of Jewish immigration in the late 19th century. The practice of gift giving for Christians at Christmas also became more popular and prevalent at that time. Rabbi Falcon writes, "Many Jews, seeing how attractive Christmas was to children, found new meaning and usefulness in celebrating Hanukkah, finding themselves as a minority in a dominant Christian setting. Celebrating Hanukkah enabled them to strengthen and celebrate their own Jewish identity." Many traditions and stories have arisen through the centuries. Our play this morning incorporates many of those traditions. The most well-known is the lighting of the menorah. Historically, it used oil lamps, but with the rise and prevalence of candles in the 19th century, candles replaced the oil. And three prayers accompanied the lighting of the candles. Playing dreidel is another of the traditions. On each of the four-sided dreidel is a different Hebrew letter: Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin. The letters are the first letters of the Hebrew phrase Nes Gadol Hayasham, which means a great miracle happened here. There is food associated with the holiday. Most well known are the latkes, which we have here. It is a holiday of fried food, celebrating the abundance of oil. For our family in the play, this mealtime on the first day of Hanukkah was very important. And finally, the giving of gifts. This tradition varies. Sometimes small gifts are given every day, and sometimes fewer larger gifts are given over the course of the 8 days. The peddler character brings in a little of the mystical element of the holiday. He shares stories and legends that have grown up around it. He himself is a bit of a mystery. Rabbi Falcon writes that the real gift of Hanukkah is the gift of personal renewal. He writes, "Before lighting each candle, you might consider, what do I wish to illuminate in the world with this light? Your answer may reflect some personal need or something you know another person needs. You might dedicate a candle to bring greater light into the whole world, to ease the suffering, and to increase the joy. As you enjoy the rest of our play, may you think of some way you might bring greater light into the world to ease the suffering and to increase the joy. Amen and blessed be.